This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Everyone, this is Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode on the Mindful Experiment. Every other week, we have an interview with someone to elevate our mind, elevate our life, help us raise our consciousness, and so much more. This week, I had the pleasure of interviewing Benjamin Bacure, who we talked a lot about the book, his book, Becoming, with his wife, talked about his journey, the pitfall that he experienced in life and business, and how that shifted him into a different direction to where it led to where he ended up with psychedelics and allowed him to elevate his mind, his consciousness, and do the work that he's doing today. Before we get into the episode, I want to share just a little bit about him and his wife and what they do. But Benjamin, they wrote the book called Becoming, which is a verb that's devotion to the process of becoming who you are designed to be by radically embracing your greatest challenges as curriculum and savoring the full spectrum of life. When Benjamin, a no-nonsense businessman, and Azria, a free-spirited artist, fall madly in love, they birth a vision for a committed partnership capable of elevating humanity. But in order to become the heart-centered impact leaders they aspire to be, they must face off with the deepest unconscious fears threatening their mission and union. A unique hybrid of personal development, spiritual memoir, and erotic nonfiction, Becoming is an intimate and uncensored exploration of psychedelic, sex, power, and purpose. Join Azra and Benjamin Bacure as they navigate the light and shadow sides of their own becoming and deliver potent wisdom and tangible strategies for your own activation. Warning, this book may inspire you to face off with your own darkest subconscious shadows, claim your truest truth, and embody the greatness you were here to share with the world. Side effects may include becoming radically unfuckawithable. Without any further ado, here is my wonderful interview with Benjamin Bacure. Benjamin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
I'm excited to have you on. What you're up to, what you're doing. I can't wait to dive into your story and just pick your brain for the next about half hour that I have with you. So before we get into those things, do you mind sharing a little bit about how you got into what you're doing today? What kind of path or how the things have led you towards the path of where you are?
Yeah, I've been a serial entrepreneur for most of my career. My first business, I started with my father, and we grew that over 12 years. When we sold it, we had 1,800 employees. So come from a pretty significant entrepreneurial background, started a bunch of businesses after that, got heavy into real estate. And I started investing in 2016. I started investing really heavily into cannabis and ended up in, in a business that I probably shouldn't have been in, partnering with some people I probably shouldn't have partnered with, and ended up in a pretty massive lawsuit in a rock bottom moment. And it was, I refer to it as a spiritual awakening of sorts. It was very traumatic for me. And I went from not needing to work the rest of my life to putting a lot of my family's net worth at risk. And so I looked in the mirror and I didn't like what I saw. And I decided that I was going to make a radical, shift. And shortly after that, I met my wife, and she was doing a lot of transformational work, coaching, and working with ayahuasca in a pretty significant way. And I went on a journey with plant medicines, and it just transformed my life. And within 2 weeks of meeting each other, we were planning our entire lives together. We knew we were going to buy land, build a coaching platform, write a book. And so I really shifted from, I think, spending most of my life trying to figure out how I can get the biggest piece of the pie, how I can get more, bigger, better. And after that, I really have shifted to how can I share my blessings. And so we just bought 30 acres of land in Mexico, and we're building a pretty massive compound retreat center, 20 homes and about a 50 unit retreat center. And yeah, we just help people who are on a journey of seeking transformation, of trying to figure out who they were designed to be, like really figuring out who they were designed to be, what they're capable of doing in this world, and what their purpose is. And so we help people really build a new operating system for their life and really examine how they show up in the world and what they were meant to do. And literally, when people finish our programs, they walk away with a deck that they've built over a long period of time that becomes their guide for their life, which we call the Becoming Operating System.
I love that. What a story there and a journey. And I love, appreciate you sharing like the whole concept of how can I get bigger piece of the pie, keep going. And then it's more than turn that around to be like, you know, like you said, sharing your blessing and to be able to just share that with the world. I think is sometimes the trap people get caught up in, and I know I've gone through that too, where it's how do we keep growing? How do we get there? That level of never being satisfied enough, right? To then, and then correct me if I'm wrong, if this is not exactly what you went through, but then it comes to that point of like, no, I'm satisfied. Here's what more is a deeper purpose or a deeper feeling that I get that I want to share and continue to go that route. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's about right for sure. I think, yeah, I also believe that whether you believe in God or the universe or, you know, a higher intelligence, I think that, the universe is always trying to help you step into the highest expression of yourself. And so these rock bottom moments often can lead to profound transformation if you choose to see them as gifts. You know, we refer to those moments as gifts wrapped in thorns.
I love that. So what was the experience more, and if it was more transformational, was going through the whole cannabis thing and the lawsuits and all that stuff, or an ayahuasca experience?
What was your question? What was more significant?
What was more of like a transformational experience that helped create or transformed you in some way, shape, or form?
I would say the business challenges were the kind of slap in the face, the punch in the face from the universe, kind of like saying, hey, you know, I was saying I wanted to live with more purpose and do something of significance and make a difference, but I wasn't living that. And so that was the punch in the face that led me to really go on a deep journey of introspection, of excavating what the root cause. You know, I believe that the way I was showing up in the world was based on kind of how I viewed myself and my internal kind of understanding of who I was, and went back to like, you know, childhood things that forged me. And and then the journey with plant medicine was really what what helped me see the armor that I'd created and really just helped me see beyond the veil of who I thought I was supposed to be.
And I think ayahuasca, I mean, as you know, I've done it myself, and it's one of those things where it just literally blows those walls down of what we've created, the layering effect, and actually just clear it all out and then just see for what it is rather than our constructs of what we think it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've talked about ayahuasca before on my podcast. Is it one of the things where, was it a blissful experience for you, or was it something that you had to do some of that, the work to, of breaking down the layers and so forth to get to that point?
Yeah, I guess I would say ayahuasca for me, typically our perspective on it is that it can take you in two directions. So let's say I'm wanting more prosperity in my life, or I'm wanting to connect deeper, you know, in my relationships, or I'm wanting to like call in my soulmate. You know, the medicine can often take you in two directions. One is it can take you in, like you said, that blissful direction where, you know, I've had ceremonies where it felt like every cell in my body was about to explode from love, right? I've never felt more love than in this moment. And what, in our opinion, in our humble perspective, what the medicine is doing, this the medicine of ayahuasca, it's giving you a felt experience, a reference point. So that when you go back to your ordinary state, you have something, you've now felt what real love feels like without the defense mechanisms, right? And so you have something to work towards. And then sometimes it takes you in the opposite direction. Let's say I'm calling in romantic partnership or deepening with my existing partner. Maybe the medicine takes me to the most extreme destitute, you know, I'm on a planet by myself for millions of years, you know, in misery. So what it's doing from in our perspective is it's bringing to the surface feelings that are already there. The medicine often brings to the surface things that are there and amplifies them. And so we spend most of our life resisting and suppressing feelings that are there. And what that does is it creates a prison of sorts. We create our own prisons. And so the medicine gets, we like to say it's the dimension that exists, you know, beyond everything you think you know. And so it brings to the surface these feelings so you could actually feel them and transmute them and move on. And our conscious mind, our egos typically prevent us from doing that. It wants to keep us the same. And so these defense mechanisms that we build up actually become prisons. And so the medicine kind of helps you move beyond that. So it can take you in one of those two directions often. And I've certainly felt all of those, right? I've had heart open, expansive experiences, and I've had just gut wrenching, traumatic experiences. And they're both equally valuable and equally, you know, gifts.
I can agree with you 100%. I've had both of those experiences, and it's unfortunately my first time ever was the heart opening and expanding. So my mind was like, cool. All right. That was, man, holy cow. I mean, of course the first hour and a half wasn't fun, but once I got to that point, and then I was like, okay, next time around, I was like, okay, here we go. This is going to be hopefully a continuation of this. And then, yeah, no, it was never that, but all valuable at the end of the day, which kind of you were saying there. So I know the title of your book, you put a Q in the name. Is there, you know, becoming, and it has the Q in there. What's the significance of that?
It has multiple significances, but I'd say the most one is that we believe that the journey of personal transformation really starts with asking yourself essential questions. And in our book, at the end of each chapter, we have, you know, a pretty significant amount of questions that we impose on the reader. And I think that's where the journey starts. And so, you know, we have some other symbologies for it, but I think that's the main reason.
Awesome. And then, you know, when it comes to the book, tell us a little bit about like the overall view, if you don't mind, or just like, or in general, who's the book designed for?
Yeah. I think that, first of all, the book is really, really unique in the sense it's written as it's a personal transformation book at its core, but it's written through the lens of a kind of personal memoir. And so it's our journey of finding some principles that we live by and that we teach. And really, it's a vulnerable expose of how we learn those, those principles and philosophies, and also told in a very, sexy, erotic kind of way. We go there. It's very vulnerable. And then who's it for? I would say anyone who's really ready to, look at themselves and is ready for, the person to embark on this personal transformation journey.
I love that. And it's one of the things where I know you talk a lot about different things in the book. I have not read it yet, but there's a question that I have to ask. Just it brought curiosity to me, and I thought I would love to dive into this with you. And that is, sex in general has been a medicine for you on your journey to becoming. Mind to elaborate deeper into that?
Yeah, I think that the sexuality really, there's a really good, it's not a book, but it's The Erotic and the Holy by Mark Gaffney. It's an Audible. It's actually a talk he gives. But I think that, sexuality is often viewed in this really taboo way. And I think that it's really it's the closest way to access the divine within us, I think. And so sexuality has been really powerful for me when harnessed in a intentional way. But I would say that in the story within the book, sexuality was more of a teacher for my wife in a sense. She went through, prior to meeting me, she went through some somatic sexual healing with some practitioners where she wasn't able to feel pleasure in her body really fully. And it was because a lot of the times in our bodies store somatic imprints or traumatic imprints physically. And so she had to kind of de-armor and release some of those. And so to learn to transmute pain into pleasure. And then she did that shortly before meeting me. And then in meeting me, she was able to finally like fully release and experience sexuality in a way she'd never experienced before. And so I've always been more connected to my sexuality and comfortable with my sexuality. And so as it relates to the book, I think it was more of a catalyst for growth for her in that sense.
Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. When it comes to that, because I love how you brought that up, that, sexuality is like, it's the one gateway that can get us as close as possible to what it feels like in our natural state, in that realm. When it comes to the becoming of things, what is the essence of that when we're going to become more of naturally who we are? Is that becoming to our soul's perspective? Love to dive a little deeper into that.
Yeah. I guess the important thing is also it's becoming, it's never became, right? It's a practice. It's a journey. It's not a place you get to. It's a way of life. And I would say that from our perspective, the journey of becoming is becoming who you were designed to be. It's kind of like this. I was just talking to Richard Rudd. He was at our house yesterday. I don't know if you know him from the Gene Keys, but it's a paradox, right? There's this predetermined destiny, if you will. There's fate, right? That which in my mind is when you're living the highest expression of yourself, when you've figured out who you were designed to be. But who you were designed to be is already in you, right? It's this paradox of like, there's further to go and nowhere to get. And so I think that the journey of becoming is stepping into alignment with the highest expression of who you are. And who you are is already in you. And so there's nowhere to get to, but the journey of becoming is this journey of remembering who you already are. And it's not an easy journey. It takes some real excavation and introspection and work. And it's a practice. It's a constant practice.
Would you say, I don't want to say a trap, but kind of in life, we're always constantly looking at the next thing or always constantly looking at a goal to get to and that kind of, is that a distraction from being on the path of becoming and remembering and rediscovering and all those kind of things of our essence in some way, shape, or form?
Again, it's a paradox, right? You know, having goals is not inherently a bad thing. Living for some future, you know, or working towards some future. But the real magic is always coming back to finding the present moment. And so it's a very interesting paradox, but it's simultaneously having aspirations and goals, but being fully present in the moment, because there is no tomorrow and there's no yesterday. There's only this present moment. And so it's an interesting paradox. And it's one, frankly, that, you know, we're always, you know, challenged with. And so it's a real practice to be present in this moment and be living for this moment and simultaneously, you know, have these other aspirations.
Now, and I only want to ask that question like that because in the work I do and what I teach, it's always about it's great to see who that future self is that you wanted to, you know, attract or be what you want to work towards or become or whatever that may be. But at the same token, it's not the pressing thing. The most pressing thing is just being here in the moment, but knowing what that feels like and then finding the feeling in this moment. And it's kind of like the two worlds are merged together in one. Because really time does not exist. In the past, future, there is not. In our human world, we think there is, but in all reality, there isn't. And how to merge the two into that aspect of the present so that way you can tie that feeling to it and know, but you're staying in the present as much as possible.
Yeah, that's very well said. And you attract what you already are. And so, you know, in order to achieve the things that you want to be, you want to achieve in life, the magic becomes in being a magnet to those things by being them in this present moment. And so you can only attract what you already are.
Yeah. And that's where that's why my emphasis is so much on that feeling side, because that's that kind of like the generator for it. But, and this was something I needed to learn, you know, it took me about 5-6 years in the business to finally grasp that and go, okay, maybe it's not all about, it's good to have goals and a vision and stuff like that. But then it comes to a point like, but I keep my mind here instead of looking there. And how do I merge those two? So then that way I can just stay focused on the attracting side rather than the doing side that we're kind of conditioned in society.
Yeah, I would say it's the masculine and feminine. It's the omega and the alpha. It's the polarity, you know, life is about polarities and they're both equally important. The doing and the being are both essential to true manifestation, to magnetize. You have to embody both of those polarities.
Would becoming be the joining both of those?
I mean, certainly, a big piece that, you know, within becoming, there's a few areas that we like to focus. One is relationships and polarity, which that's what is relationships, is this essence of polarity and alpha and omega. And then, you know, the other big area that we like to focus on is prosperity, as it relates to, you know, purpose and service and all those things. So certainly that's essential in the journey of becoming.
I love that. I mean, I know life is contrast. So it's one of those things of without the polarities, life would be kind of boring. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be if there was a whole lot of me around there, that would be boring.
I love how you brought up relationships, because that's something that I'm a big fan of one of the, I had someone ask me one time about, you know, like I talk about, I teach on the five M's and it's just related to my last name, but one of them is marriage, which is relationships. And they were like, what's the most important one out of all of them? Like mindset and movement and money and missions. And I was like, well, they're all important. It's like saying which organ is the most important in your body. They're all important. But I was like, but the one I like to emphasize the most on is relationships, because for me, at least, the relationship side of thing, like with my, not just with friends and family, but my wife, more importantly than anything, and my daughter, that's my generator. That when that's good and that's their strong foundation there and we're in good lines and everything's well, then me, I show up so much better. It's so much easier to keep me in that state, no matter what I'm facing in the world, business, ups and downs, whatever, it doesn't matter. Cause if I have that, I'm good with everything else.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we're belonging is such a important part of being human, and relationships are really at the core of belonging. And I think that we all seek that. And when we have strong relationships, everything gets easier, man, for sure.
It has been for me. And I try to emphasize, because if you think about it this way, like if you look at our lives, what really enriches our lives the most? Is it the things we do ourselves, or is it the experiences we have with others that enhances it more?
Yeah, I would say it's our experience of ourselves through relationship that is what is most exciting and fulfilling. So it's our experience of ourselves in relationship, I think, that is the most fulfilling.
Yeah, and it has to be, you know, that the level of, when it comes to these kind of things, no, you just said it eloquently. I don't even have anything to comment on that one. But what's one of the things then, you know, how can an individual, you know, step into the process of becoming, to shine their excellence, or what I like to call rediscover their greatness? What's that journey look like? Where's a first step that someone can start that process?
Are you asking within our programs or just in general?
Either or, it doesn't matter. You want to talk about the program, you want to talk about in general, I'll leave that to you.
Yeah. I think in general, I think I would answer that generally, that there's no one answer. It's very unique for me. It was a traumatic experience. For other people, it could be reading a book. I don't think there's a one right first step, but I think it does come through self-reflection and going back to the cue in the questions. It's when you're asking yourselves these questions, like, who was I designed to be? Why was I put on this earth? What was I meant to do? You know, what are my greatest gifts? What's my genius? When you're asking those questions and really asking them with the deep desire to understand, I think that's the first step. It's certainly the first step in our journey. And then within our ecosystem, I would say, you know, our book is a really good way. You know, it can be triggering to some people. It's a bit edgy. We get into deep into psychedelics and sexuality and different things, but it's a good first step. And then we have, you know, we have a program called Becoming Prosperous, and we use prosperity in a very, you know, broad sense. We define prosperity as the life force within us and around us. And so prosperity related to money, prosperity of time, prosperity of spaciousness. And so prosperity is kind of our, you know, our focus as an organization, but we use prosperity to mean, you know, all the life force energy around you. And when you're in prosperity in one part of your life, but out of prosperity in another, it, you know, you're out of balance. And so we have an offering called Becoming Prosperous, that you can access on our website. That's really, we see as the entry point into our ecosystem. It's a self-guided evergreen offering. And then we have other offerings, which are much, much deeper in and longer.
I love that. So Benjamin, how can people follow your website, what you're up to, socials? What's the best way to get a hold of you and get in contact with you and so forth?
Yeah, it's pretty easy on all the social channels. It's Becoming, spelled with a Q, and our website is becoming.me, and you can find, you know, everything you need to around that. And my wife and I are on Instagram and we respond to messages. And so, yeah, just our name's pretty straightforward.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate the work you're doing. I really think it's much needed in this world, especially in these times where we are and whatnot. But I want to thank you for taking time to come out and hang out with us at the Mindful Experiment.
All right, brother. Thank you. It's been an honor.
And thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.